Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
AL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. With wind chills in single digits this morning, a few schools are affected today. From the WMAL Storm Center in Maryland, St. Mary's County schools are closed today. So are schools in Calvert County. In Virginia, Stafford County schools are opening 2 hours late. Spotsylvania County schools are closed today. Now, there are several shots taken at Donald Trump at last night's Golden Globe Awards, but the most intense was Meryl Streep's.
There were jokes poked at Donald Trump, but Meryl Streep changed the mood. She talked sure about if all the foreigners in Hollywood were kicked out of the U.S., Americans would have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which she said is not art. And she talked about how Mr. Trump's alleged mocking of a disabled journalist broke her heart.
And this instinct to humiliate, when it's modeled by someone powerful, it filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing.
Streep went on to say, we need the press to hold the powerful to account and call them on the carpet for every outrage. Backstage at the Golden Globes, I'm Jim Roop in Beverly Hills.
Mr. Trump told the New York Times last night that he didn't see the Golden Globes, but he says he's not surprised that he came under attack from what he called liberal movie people. People from all over the country are coming to Washington in a few days to protest at the Donald Trump inauguration. D.C. officials say they're ready.
We expect them to exercise their rights peacefully. And we'll be prepared should anybody choose not to.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says they'll have 3,000 extra police officers from around the country and 5,000 National Guardsmen helping D.C. police. Interim Chief Peter Newsom.
The fact that you have some folks that are indicating on social media that they're coming to shut down the inauguration of the events is something that we will be prepared for.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hosting a presidential inauguration doesn't come cheap. Between logistics, security, and many other expenses, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the Trump inauguration will cost the district about $30 million. Congress, however, has so far appropriated only $19 million. Bowser says in the past, the city has gone back to request what the actual expenditures were, and she says Congress typically comes up with more money. If you're hoping that 2017 is the year you'll be moving, finding your dream home may not be that easy.
If you've gone house hunting in D.C. before, you know homes don't stay on the market long. And Donna Evers with Evers & Company Real Estate tells WMAL inventory levels remain low.
The headlines from last year were the same as the year before, and they're going to be the same next year, too, in some respects. And that is, we have a shortage of inventory. And this is nationwide, but it's pretty acute in our area.
And she says interest rates are low now, but they are expected to rise later this year. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The center of attention in Florida this morning is a courtroom where the suspect in the deadly Friday airport shooting in Fort Lauderdale is to make his first appearance. Iraq War veteran Esteban Santiago is accused of killing 5 people and could face the death penalty if he's convicted. Police in Paris say a crime that left Kim Kardashian West badly shaken has now been solved. Authorities have arrested 16 people in the October theft of more than $10 million worth of jewelry. Police say robbers forced their way into a private Paris residence where Kardashian West was staying, tied her up, and locked her in a bathroom before making off with her jewelry. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,964, the NASDAQ at 55,21. Sports NFL playoffs, the Steelers beat the Dolphins. The Packers eliminate the Giants. NBA, Bradley Beal scores 26 points as the Wizards beat the Bucks. College ball, Virginia wins, Navy wins, GW and AU lose. Hockey, the Caps visit the Canadiens tonight. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland through Urbana, Hyattstown, 270. Focusing right now on the broken down car, and that's why we're impacted a little bit slower than the norm. South as you approach 109, blocking the left lane. So coming out of Frederick, keep alert. And ahead, they're dealing with the stalled waiting for the tow truck. Let's get you through Brandywine. It's just been about the volume here forming very early. Slow down. Northbound 301 as you come up to the split, but police say, nope, not working anything. It's just the start of the rush there. 210, the same story as you push north past Palmer Road and heading up through to the Capitol Beltway, just the stop and go. For 66, heading through Manassas, Fair Oaks, and Falls Church, a couple areas where we have the slowdowns already. For the Greenway and the Toll Road, wonderful, quiet. George Washington Parkway, no early troubles. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute, helping women understand their risk factors and unique symptoms for heart disease and offering comprehensive treatments to meet their needs. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/womenshearts. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Staying in the cold weather to kick off the new week. Mostly cloudy, cold this morning. Sun comes in this afternoon about 30. By tomorrow, we'll get up near 40 degrees. Today to the west especially, may see some flurries, possibly a snow shower. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 12 degrees in Centerville, 10 in Damascus, 17 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Heart and Vascular Institute. A Hillary Clinton confidant says she does not expect Clinton to run for New York mayor or anything else ever again. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 8:05, Christian Toto will talk to us about the Golden Globes last night. Not only about the Golden Globes, but some of the things that were said, something we're about to address in the next few moments. And Tucker Carlson will be here at 8:35 as he takes his new slot in the lineup over at the Fox News Channel.
Love that guy.
Yeah, well, he's your boss, isn't he?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Right.
Joining me now here in studio is Vince Cullen, who is the big honcho, the executive editor over at the Daily Caller. Vince, thanks for joining us here this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure.
All right, the Golden Globes last night. Look, we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about who won what. We'll get into that later. But but we have to take note of some of the things that happened, because it seems that, you know, Hollywood actors and actresses, they get on a stage, they just simply have to voice their political opinions. Whatever happened to the old adage that actors were supposed to be empty vessels into which other people poured words? When did they seem to get this idea that anybody cared about their political opinions?
Well, I think MSNBC is now pouring those words into these actors, because
maybe that's
these
it.
Are the only things that they express are liberal opinions, and they're like so interested in impressing each other.
And it's on that note we turn to what Meryl Streep had to say. She won a big award, a Lifetime Achievement Award, one of those things last night. And among the things that she did when she took the stand was immediately start attacking the president-elect of the United States. If you heard this already, get on the line and tell me what you would like to say to Meryl Streep. If not, listen very closely and then call 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Here's Meryl Streep coming after Donald Trump at the Golden Globes last night.
Okay, this brings me to the press. We need the principled press to hold power to account, to call them on the carpet for every outrage.
That's why our founders enshrined the press and its freedoms in our Constitution. So I only ask the famously well-heeled Hollywood Foreign Press and all of us in our community to join me in supporting the committee to protect journalists, because we're going to need them going forward, and they'll need us to safeguard the truth.
Oh, there was more.
Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose.
And so, you know, of course, the foreign correspondents of whatever, the Golden Globe people there and the actors and actresses that were there in the room, of course, just lapped this up like milk.
Yes, uniformly applauding. Actually, many standing and doing the simple one hand to one palm clap.
Right.
Just so enthused. The exception of Mel Gibson and Vince Vaughn. At one point, they panned to these two guys. The look on their face was like, this is not cool. Famously known as conservatives in Hollywood.
Yes, they are. Yes.
They were not impressed with Meryl Streep's speech. By the way, she complained a lot about herself and the way that Hollywood and foreign and press, all the things that Trump hates and his supporters, and that if it wasn't for us, the only thing we'd have is MMA and the NFL. Well, I mean, these people, it's the one industry where they're consistently sabotaging their own customers. They just don't like them. They undermine them.
Ostensibly, a great number of people voted for Donald Trump in this country because he's the president-elect of the United States. Ostensibly, some of those same people would normally go to movies.
Yes.
And you would think that you would want to do everything you can not to offend those people. And yet, more than having their movies be a success, more than being admired, which is what every Hollywood actor and actress really wants, they feel it's important that they use this platform that they believe they have to lecture to us.
For sure. And it's
us poor people who don't know anything, and it's an insult to those who voted for Donald Trump to have to listen in a situation like this, where it's supposed to be about their art, to lectures that have to do with politics.
Right. It's their heroism when they don't actually realize that this very conversation is basically why the guy got elected.
Yeah.
They contributed to that election by virtue of their conversation.
And what they don't understand is the more that they attack him, the stronger he becomes.
Promise to leave. We'll vote for Donald Trump.
So, listen, you heard Meryl Streep whining there on the stage at the Golden Globes. What would you like to say to Meryl Streep this morning? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Kathy in Fairfax, start us off. Good morning. You're on with Brian and this morning. It's Vince Colonnais.
Good morning. Thank you so much for what you do. Hey, listen, you know what? The reason why I no longer watch the award shows is because of idiots like Meryl Streep. It's unfortunate. It really is, because when they speak about disrespect, when they speak about the things that they do, it's only a reflection of themselves. And I think that they are extremely disrespectful to this president who has been elected. And I pity them, because you know what? I think he's going to do great things, and then they're really going to look like idiots.
That's such a good point. And Kathy, I mean, the thing that I see all the time are these sanctimonious moral crusades that you're watching in what's ostensibly supposed to be an hour or two of entertainment, where you're supposed to enjoy the program. You're supposed to just be tickled to death by the way these actors act with one another rather than be lectured to.
Yeah.
And you know what? When they stand up and they take a stand, like they're the who's who of the political world, and like they know what's going on, it makes me absolutely sick. Because if they cared very much for the people in this country, they wouldn't put us in harm's way like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton did.
Oh, boy.
It makes me sick.
It might be cold, but Kathy is hot this morning.
Yes, she is. it wasn't just Hillary. I mean, it wasn't Meryl Streep yesterday talking about Donald Trump. I mean, even, Jimmy Fallon, who was the host of the thing, had a thing or two to say, like this quip.
Here we go. This is the Golden Globes, one of the few places left where America still honors the popular vote. But...
Yeah. By the way, the Golden Globes, famously known as a rigged election by foreigners.
That's exactly right. You are absolutely right on that. How about, let's go to Bob in College Park. What would you like to say to America's sweetheart actress Meryl Streep?
Yeah, I would say I'd stick to acting. But, I mean, yeah, how about I think we should hold the administration. I'll start with the present administration. How about if we start having the press finally focus on all the things in the Obama administration that have been mysteriously overlooked by the press, you know, whether it's from Fast and Furious to the IRS. It just seems that, you know, there are so many passes that were given to the Obama administration by the press. Why don't they start holding the present administration accountable for all of the things that they've done? And if it, wasn't there a reporter, too, that was mysteriously killed that was speaking out against the Obama administration, too?
Well, I tell you what, just on the first point, on the press, I mean, look at the way, sorry, on celebrities and the way that they've been treated by President Obama. Just last Friday, they had a huge A-list party at the White House,
right,
where, I mean, where the most famous who's who you could possibly imagine in the country are there partying to send off President Obama. And I'm guessing we're partly in mourning as well.
Yes. Yeah, it was a wake. More of your calls straight ahead. What would you like to say to Meryl Streep after her rant last night at the Golden Globes? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, it was the broken down car. Crews tell me police have now had the tow truck tow it out of there, thank goodness. South on 270 as you come up to 109, but nonetheless slows through Urbana toward Hyattstown. Starting to see our normal heavy flow. A little bit of volume in Germantown. Then you're good. Rockville down to the Beltway, so if you're joining on from there, no worries. On the top side of the Beltway stretch from New Hampshire Avenue, sluggish around to George Avenue with travel lanes all reported open. I did a double check there. On the southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway, passing 410 with the volume. So keep alert through that stretch. Nothing reported. And then as you come up to the lane divide, a bit of the stop and go. Hey, Virginia, we have you covered. 66, just the delay through Manassas and towards Centerville, still through Falls Church, seeing some of that heavy volume. And inbound Clara Barton Parkway as you come up toward the Chain Bridge. Do watch. We have a just heavy volume checking that traffic signal light there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it calls for cold today. The temperature may only reach the upper 20s and maybe a few flurries of snow, especially to the west. Tonight, really, really cold. Overnight low of 22. Tomorrow, cloudy and 40. Tomorrow night, some showers. They say a 90% chance of rain tomorrow night. Wednesday in the low 50s. Thursday looks like the crown jewel of the week. Partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the mid-60s. Man, that'll be nice. And on Friday, temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, in northwest Washington right now, it's 12. Out at Reagan National, it's 17 degrees. 617 on WMAL.
It's cold and flu season, so don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Quality care is as close as one of our 20-plus Inova primary care offices. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Golden Globes last night. And, of course, you knew it was going to happen. Here are all these actors sanctimoniously taking the stage and using that platform to, on national TV, attack the incoming president of the United States. Key among them was Meryl Streep. If you have some thought about what she said last night, give us a call at 888-630-9625. What would you like to say to her? If you haven't heard, here's a little bit of some of that tirade.
It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, and I still can't get it out of my head because it wasn't in a movie. It was real life. And this instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful. It filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose.
Yeah, you know, it talks about violence begetting violence. I happen to remember that after some of these Trump rallies in the early going, when there was violence outside, it wasn't started by the Trump people. It was started by people that were out there fomenting problems from the other side.
Right. Remember the bikers for Trump that were traveling around the country to protect Trump rallies?
Mm-hmm.
And how much negative press coverage that got? Like, can you believe anyone would threaten to physically defend something? It was like, what? And these bikers were being attacked. They never even got into acts of violence, and they were being attacked.
Yeah.
Yet when violence did occur at Trump rallies, it was coming from the opposite direction.
Yeah, listen, it was endless last night. Hugh Laurie, who, I don't know, as I recall, Hugh Laurie is not even an American citizen, as far as I know. He attacks Donald Trump, goes on for about 30 seconds, so we may play that in a little bit. But, I mean, what would you like to say to Meryl Streep this morning? How about John and Alexandria, you're on with Brian and Vince Colonnaise this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like Meryl Streep, and I'm not offended by them. I mean, misery and pain loves company. They need to be able to vent. And Fallon hit the nail on the head, because there are 38.8 million people in California. I think Hillary, we need to focus on the fact that all of her popular vote, the 3 point whatever million, all came from California.
Mm-hmm.
So you can bet Hollywood was a huge part of that. So, which means I'm glad they don't count the popular vote, and it is the Electoral College, because, again, I think that tells you right there. I mean,
for sure. And they're trying to impress their neighbors. I mean, the whole point was getting up there was it was a grieving session. It wasn't, there was nothing entertaining about that, though. That's the problem. And I mean that coming from either side. If you're going to get up there and you're going to wax about politics and just complain about the state of our politics, there's nothing that Hollywood's job is to entertain. It's to serve as an industry that sort of, the reason we have these award shows is to further stimulate interest in future films, is to continue to be interested in what Hollywood's producing. And you don't get that outcome if you're going to get up there and complain about politics.
I think what it does, I mean, when you see somebody like Meryl Streep, it drives people. I mean, look, you're probably going to still do well. Your movies are still going to do well in L.A. and Chicago and New York. But in the vast middle of this country, you're turning people off. And I don't think they understand to what degree this offends people who cast their vote for Donald Trump.
That's true. And it shows, for people who are supposed to be actors and to adopt other personas, it shows a severe lack of empathy for people who have very different views than them but live in the same country.
That's right. How about Andrew in D.C.? You're on with Brian and Vince this morning.
This is a generalization, but essentially Trump's victory was a victory for the father-mother family, in my view. And that really enraged the California elite. And as reasonable as Meryl Streep sounded, I think this is the first attack from the side of the country that plans a long-term sabotage of the Trump administration,
yeah, and this,
what it stands for.
I think you're right. I think this is what we're in for 4 or 8 years. I think this is exactly what we're going to hear. Every time somebody in Hollywood gets a microphone, this is what they're going to say, and it's going to get very, very tiresome. 6:22.
If you had any idea how absolutely insane the stock market is.
Unconventional wisdom is sweeping the nation. And you are next. The Del Wamsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Hey, everyone. I got the perfect New Year's resolution. One that will save you money and improve your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. And with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, you will save a ton of money with windows that will increase the value of your home and give your home more curb appeal. Let the experts at Thompson Creek Window Company come and show you how they can save you money, not just right now, but year after year, and why they are the best window company in town. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs every window right in their local factory. Call Thompson Creek right now. Mention WMAL, and you'll get 25% off each window. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL, and you'll receive 25% off each window with Thompson Creek's biggest window sale of the year. This is the simplest New Year's resolution of all time. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home, sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxel.
Anytime you have a newcomer, and I think we all agree that Trump is a newcomer to D.C., to politics, and to government. He's never ran a government before. That there is some real uncertainty for federal employees of what's going to happen this next year and in the next 4 years.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxel or online at wintertroxel.com.
More straight ahead right now at 6:25 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Through Annapolis, Bowie, wonderful start here to the morning commute, heading up through to the Beltway. And once on the Beltway, if you're heading over to the Wilson Bridge, still a good time to get going. Seeing the top side, the first set of delays after you head through Greenbelt will be New Hampshire Avenue to George Avenue. Now, important to note, 50 inside the Beltway, quickly forming delays because of the crash. And on 50, I'm looking at that volume just near 202, so keep alert if you're near 202 up ahead. The brake lights, you're slamming on them to get you up toward the crash at the split for the New York Kenilworth Avenue area. Now, once you are on DC 295, those delays near Burroughs down past East Capitol Street, Suitland Parkway, start to pick up a little bit of the stop and go, but lanes reported open. Let's go 270 where we had the broken down southbound near 109. That has been cleared. Good news. And in Leesburg, East Market Street at Plaza Street remains impacted by gas line repairs. Police will direct through the morning rush hour. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather not going anywhere, at least for today. We'll get a little bit better tomorrow, but still below average by a couple degrees. 30 this afternoon, that's it. Cloudy, cold start. Some peaks of sunshine at times today. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then cloudy again later, 22 outside the Beltway teens. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Talking about the Golden Globes last night and all of Hollywood, you know, when they took the stage, they, of course, thanked them for the award and then immediately turned their fire on Donald Trump. Here's actor Hugh Laurie last night.
Thank you, first of all, to the Hollywood Foreign Press Association for this amazing honor. I suppose made more amazing by the fact that I'll be able to say I won this at the last ever Golden Globes. I don't mean to be gloomy. It's just that it has the words Hollywood Foreign and Press in the title. I just don't know what... I also think that to some Republicans, even the word association is slightly sketchy.
Hugh Laurie, British citizen, shut up.
Imagine being one of the people who made his award possible and being like, I hope he thanks me. And then he gets up there and he just steamrolls Trump the whole time.
Well, we're in for that for quite a while, it seems. 6:27.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here. Listen, if you're about to sell your home or if someone you know is about to sell their home and they've had it previously listed and didn't sell, then here's what you need to do, okay? Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are all pros selling homes all across the D.C. area. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their strong home buyers pool. They have over 5,300 buyers looking to buy right now. Other agents want to list your home, then have to market to would-be buyers that they have no relationship with. Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers, so don't lose money. Sarah and Debbie sell faster and for more money. Sarah and Debbie will even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. That's guaranteed. So if you or someone you know are selling their home, then make sure you call the All Pros, Sarah and Debbie. Call them direct, 844-344-SOLD. 844-344-SOLD or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
Do you really care about your family? I do. I'm attorney Mike Collins, and I want to help your loved ones save time, taxes, money, and stress down the road. Come to my two-hour seminar, and I'll show you how to keep your money and your family where it belongs with our innovative Reservoir Trust. I'll be in Springfield on January 10th and in Gaithersburg on the 12th. Tuition is free. Look for your invitation in the mail and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we're learning more and more about that shooter at the Fort Lauderdale airport, and it's raising a lot of questions. We'll give you the very latest on that investigation coming up after the news, 6:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Bone-chilling cold is just making things worse in points south of D.C. As a result, a few schools are affected today. From the WMAL Storm Center in Virginia, Stafford County schools are opening 2 hours late. Spotsylvania County schools are closed. In Maryland, St. Mary's County schools are closed, and Calvert County schools are also closed today. The Golden Globe Awards last night featured a Lifetime Achievement Award for Meryl Streep, who then launched into a nearly six-minute speech blasting President-elect Donald Trump.
It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege, power, and the capacity to fight back. It kind of broke my heart.
Mr. Trump told the New York Times he wasn't watching last night, but wasn't surprised at the criticism. There's a flurry of activity planned on Capitol Hill this week.
And this is certainly a huge week for the incoming Trump administration here on Capitol Hill, with this whole slew of cabinet nominees up for their confirmation hearings. And it is notable that before this week, you had the Office of Government Ethics really sounding the alarms about the pace of the hearing schedule this week, saying it's of great concern that many of them haven't been properly vetted yet.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati checking your money. The Dow opens today at 19,964. The Nasdaq at 55,21. Sports, the Giants and Dolphins are done. Eliminated in the NFL playoffs by the Packers and Steelers. NBA, the Wizards win. College basketball wins for Virginia and Navy. Losses for GW and American. Hockey, the Caps are in Montreal tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, you're not alone. Many of my patients have come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. And the good news is they always leave with a smile. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan from McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and in as little as one anxiety-free visit, I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry as well as teeth in a day. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed. Whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand, you'll rest comfortably throughout the entire procedure. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Take that first step and call us today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Sound travels 15 times faster through steel than through air.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Now that's true, unless you turn on your heat some morning and there's no sound at all from your home comfort system. And that's when you're likely to be in a really big hurry to call one of my stand-up guys from Snell. But why not nip little problems in the bud before they become big expensive ones? All it takes is a $79 21-point tune-up to provide you with peace of mind before that first cold morning arrives. And we'll also check for any circulation problems or anything else going on with your home's heating system. And all of these precautionary measures now mean lower energy bills all season long. Book an early bird furnace tune-up now. A low, low $79.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Why trust the parts pros at Advance Auto? Because if there's one thing they know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Nestor. How can I help you?
Lately, when I go to accelerate, my car doesn't have the oomph it used to.
Well, you could try using a fuel system cleaner. That might help.
Is that part of a tune-up?
People like to use it when they do a tune-up.
And what all does a tune-up involve?
Spark plugs, air filter, fuel filter.
Wow, you really know everything. I'm going on a second date tonight. Would you go flowers or chocolates?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts.
Whether you're moving your family around the block or across the country, my guys can handle every size move, big or small, local or long distance.
You're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys.
You can find us online at myguysmoving.com. That's myguysmoving.com.
If you're moving your home and everything at home, it's my guys. It's my guys.
The winter is here, and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets. So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid. And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 50. Good. Heading up out of Annapolis and Bowie to the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, I was talking about the slowdowns, and that was because of the broken down. DDOT crews tell me they have that pushed to the shoulder. So in on 50, as you approach 202, you're hitting those brakes off and on down to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. But the good news is lanes have been released. And Oxon Hill, I've been watching this delay on 210 this morning, and now police tell me they're responding to a report of a crash north on 210 Indian Head Highway prior to the Capitol Beltway. Also northbound 301 5 heavy approaching split, and then 5 Branch Avenue continues to be slow up towards Surratt's Road. That's where we had the report of a crash. Town of Leesburg, East Market Street and Plaza Street remains impacted by gas line repairs. One lane blocked in each direction. So heading through Leesburg, you want to plan for that for now. Getting through without much of any delay. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather sticking around. A gray start here as we head on through the morning. Lots of clouds around today. Some limited sunshine, about 30. May see a flurry, maybe a snow shower, especially as you get to the west. Overnight tonight, becoming cloudy after some breaks early. 22, colder outside the Beltway. Cloudy tomorrow, near 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel at WMAL.
Right now, 13 in Herndon, 14 in Frederick, 18 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, our legal analyst, Joe DeGeneva. At 8:05, Christian Toto will talk about the Golden Globes. What happened last night? 8:35, Tucker Carlson from your Fox News channel takes on a new time slot starting tonight. He'll give us all the lowdown on that. I'm Brian Wilson, and today I'm very happy to be joined by Vince Colonnaise, the executive editor of the Daily Caller. Thank you very much for joining us this
Thank
morning.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
All right. So let's turn to this shooting that occurred at the airport in Fort Lauderdale late last week. I mean, it was a tragic thing. People lost their lives. A guy, arrived, had packed, apparently, in his luggage a weapon, which people are allowed to do.
Yes.
But then went into a bathroom and married the pistol that he was carrying with ammunition that he was also carrying. Apparently, you have to separate that, I understand, when you actually put a gun on a plane. Ammunition and gun have to be separated, but he put them together, loaded the gun, came out, and killed a bunch of people. And it's
very quickly.
Very quickly. The entire tirade in which all these people died took about 45 seconds, according to those who were there. And by the way, this is sort of an interesting statistic. Police were on the scene within a minute. But it takes even the good guys with guns a minute to arrive.
Right.
If you're counting on the police to protect you in all instances, you need to understand there is always a gap between the time something happens and the time the police arrive. Even in this case, when the response time was a remarkable 1 minute, the damage was done in 45 seconds.
He had already concluded his massacre.
That's
by
right.
The time cops got to him.
And so, I sort of point this out to people who say, well, you know, we don't need to have guns in America. We don't need to have, people don't need to carry, concealed carry. They don't, well, you know what? If one person had concealed carry there, this might have had a different outcome.
Right. And it says a lot. It has a lot to say for, you know, the home defense side of things, where the times are much longer to expect than emergency response time.
But beyond that, the more troubling, I think, aspects of this case are starting to come out. It turns out that this man who carried out these attacks is certifiably insane. He has mental health problems, well known. His family says he's been struggling with mental health issues for a while. But even more bizarrely, he actually turned up at an FBI field office in Anchorage, Alaska, and told the agents that he's been hearing voices about ISIS.
Telling him to watch ISIS videos.
That's right. Telling him to watch ISIS videos. And he's been hearing about ISIS, and he hears voices. Okay, so you got a guy who shows up, shows signs of being mentally deranged. He mentions the word ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was carrying, by the way, a loaded pistol magazine
at the time, right,
on him.
And he's not immediately, you know, like taken into custody. He's sent over for a psychological evaluation. Where was the other step of taking this man and putting his name on the no-fly list? Why didn't that happen?
Right.
I think this is a great question. I mean, look, if he had been on the no-fly list, he wouldn't have been on that plane. He wouldn't have landed in Fort Lauderdale. None of the things that could have happened that happened would have happened if the FBI said, this guy's nuts, he's talking about ISIS, that ought to be enough to put him on the no-fly list.
Right.
If that's not enough, then please, for God's sake, would somebody tell me what is enough?
I mean, we've had in the past people like Congressman John Lewis, we've had Senator Ted Kennedy, we've had Cat Stevens all claim at various points to have been on some sort of no-fly list. Somehow those guys got there, but this guy who goes into the FBI, he literally walks to federal law enforcement officials, says that he's being inspired to watch ISIS videos. It ends up being, he just gets a mental health referral. He's able to successfully travel on this flight and meanwhile also carry a gun with him in stowed luggage. But all it took was for him to get, as Brian just said, get to baggage claim, get that weapon, get his ammunition, go into a bathroom, put them together. And he was able to orchestrate some real chaos and ruin five lives at least, but many more affected by that.
Yeah, it's really tragic. And it seems to me, as we look at the details of this, completely preventable. Completely preventable if the FBI had only done one thing, which was put this guy on a no-fly list.
Right.
He would not have been on the plane. None of this would have happened. As they say, the police have to always be perfect every time.
Yes.
Somebody who wants to do harm only has to be lucky once. And I get that. I understand we have an overwhelming problem here. But when a guy actually walks into FBI headquarters and makes crazy claims and talks about ISIS, I don't know if that doesn't meet the standard, then somebody who understands this better than me, please get on the phone and tell me right now, what is the standard?
I mean,
what does it take to get on the no-fly list, if not this?
For sure. And, you know, the one of the crazy things is that the law enforcement believe that the weapon that he used this past week was actually in police custody for a short time while they were assessing his mental health, and they gave it back to him in December. They just gave him back the gun, and that's the gun that he used to carry out this attack.
I mean, there are all kinds of signs here. He's mentally deranged. He's talking about ISIS. He buys a one-way ticket. That is almost always a flag for anyone to be looked at more closely. But anyway, a sad, sad situation there in Fort Lauderdale. And again, a reminder, how much damage can be done before the police arrive? You know, I think let's not lose sight of that. 6:43 on WMAL.
'Twas the month after Christmas and all through the states, lots of people were paying off their high credit card rates. But out from the cold came a Visa so low, those other credit cards felt their scroogey minds blow. It was a life of the balance Visa card from Commonwealth One that made babies smile and smart savers run to transfer their debts from their high interest plastic to a card so gentle with low rates so fantastic that lasted for the life of the balance as well, that all of those high interest cards could just go to hell.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's Life of the Balance Visa Card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
And to all, a good rate.
Valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required.
Located in Front Royal, Virginia, lies a school where 100% of its students are accepted to a college or university. It's Randolph-Macon Academy, a co-ed day and boarding school for students in grades 6 through 12, where graduating classes garner more than $6 million in college scholarship offers each year. Students soar at Randolph-Macon as they build a solid foundation in knowledge, leadership, and character. With 13 to 17 students per class, Randolph-Macon students are challenged by highly qualified, caring teachers. Through Air Force Junior ROTC, students become confident leaders. Plus, they can excel in sports, performing arts, and an optional flight program. Learn how your child can benefit from a Randolph-Macon education at the next open house on Monday, January 16th. To register, visit rma.edu. That's rma.edu. Randolph-Macon Academy, celebrating 125 years of college prep education for future leaders.
6:45 now, WMAO traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maybe it's the cold, Brian, but we've had a lot of stalled cars this morning. And 395, you need to be very careful. I don't want this to be a crash. Here's what's going on as you come off of the Capitol Beltway. I'm watching this in the cameras right now. Car is stalled. I don't see any lights on the car. No flares, no triangles. And everybody's coming up on the back of this vehicle and then trying to get out of the lane. It's going to be 395 northbound before you get to the exit for Duke Street. And it's in the second lane from the left. Again, the stalled car without any lights and no help yet there. But they are on their way. On 95, Virginia, heavy as you head through Stafford to Aquia. Reports of a crash right in the Aquia area. As you head north of 610, with police should be on the scene there. Heavy in Woodbridge. On the Beltway, Annandale, Tysons, no troubles reported. To the Wilson Bridge, you're backing up near St. Barnabas Road. Trying to get up to the Beltway on Oxon Hill, on 210 in Oxon Hill, I should say. Another stalled car. That one's northbound on 210 prior to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll get through the cold today, push temperatures up just a bit by tomorrow. Clouds will break into some sunshine today, maybe some flurries and snow showers well west. Today's high near 30. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, well, it's 17 at Reagan National. It's 12 degrees and falling in northwest. 6:47 on WMAL. Vince Colonnaise, I'm reading that a million people are going to be coming to Washington, D.C. for the inauguration of Donald Trump, and about 800,000 of them are going to be supporters of Donald Trump, and about 200,000 people or more are expected to be in protest of Donald Trump, which that's a pretty sizable group of people. But I'm worried about a very small group here, because I'm reading stories here this morning that suggest to me that we're going to see some of these people are known as anarchists. The anarchist groups in New York, Chicago, and Seattle are among those who have signed an online pledge to try to disrupt the not just attend in protest, but to actually disrupt the January 20th inaugural ceremony and parade. Now, Vince, I've had some dealings with these people. They're not nice people.
It doesn't sound like it. No, if you describe yourself as an anarchist out the gate.
Listen, these people are, they work in the dark shadows of the internet. They talk to one another. They show up at places where there is a legitimate, people are doing peaceful protest, and it's their stated goal to try to incite a riot. And I have witnessed these people up close and personal in D.C. During, remember some of the World Bank, we used to have those World Bank protests every year, and I was down covering one of them. And I ended up in a situation where the anarchists were trying to surround the police horses, the police and the police horses, and spook the horses. And wow. I'm down there with a cameraman. This is when I worked at Fox News. And one of these anarchists comes in and is trying to videotape this while they're actually swinging things at the horses, trying to get the horses to spook. Very dangerous situation. And, I mean, it was just absolute chaos.
You hurt a lot of people with those things.
Yeah, you can hurt a lot of those big horses. If they were to stampede, it would be a problem. But these are really well-trained horses, and the police are exceptionally good. And the horses were staying under control, but these people were a menace. And one of them attacked my cameraman because he didn't like the free press being there. And, well, let me just put it in a very succinct way. You don't attack my cameraman.
It's not a good idea.
It's not a good idea. And I confronted this guy, and the next thing I know, I've got 15 people on my back who are trying to get me on the ground and beat the living crap out of me.
By the way, our listeners don't have the luxury of staring at you, but you're a tall man. How tall are you?
I'm 6'4".
6'4".
Yeah.
Big guy, and protesters are jumping all over you.
Yeah. And if it were not for one of these police officers on a horse who came in and separated me from the people who were attacking me, well, it might have had a very different ending.
Yes.
They are nasty, ugly, ugly people, and they will be trying not to protest, but to cause chaos. So be forewarned. This is what's coming to Washington, D.C.
Someone should probably tell them the small government guy won.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I mean, that was the better outcome for you if you're an anarchist, but yeah, okay.
Okay. It's 650 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer. stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
6:53, time to check and see how your money's doing. Let's check into the news desk at CNBC. Here's Tom Busby.
Well, thank you so much. Today could be the day, but we've all heard that before. The Dow now just 36 points away from the 20,000 mark. It came within a fraction of a point to that milestone on Friday. The NASDAQ and the broader S&P 500, though, both begin this trading day at fresh record highs. Big news today from Fiat Chrysler. It's adding 2,000 jobs, investing $1 billion to upgrade plants in Ohio and Michigan. It's going to bring back the Jeep Wagoneer, the Grand Wagoneer, and even a Jeep pickup truck. McDonald's agreeing overnight to sell a controlling stake in its restaurants in China and Hong Kong for more than $2 billion, selling it to a Chinese state-owned conglomerate and a private equity group partner. And one big economic report out this afternoon, it's consumer credit for November, and that'll show us how much money Americans borrowed that month for student loans, car loans, or on their credit cards. Remember, that was a big month for holiday spending. Tom Busby, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
People with special needs need to get around differently. That's why we created Reach-A-Ride for people like you or the ones you love and care for. Whether you need a ride to the doctor or pharmacy, get to school or office, or would just like to do some shopping, Reach-A-Ride has the transportation information that will get you there. Reach-A-Ride. At reacharide.org, easily find transportation choices for D.C., Maryland, and Northern Virginia. Need a little extra help? No worries. Reach-A-Ride can tell you about options in public transportation, curb-to-curb service, private or wheelchair-accessible taxi, and more. Get where you want to go with Reach-A-Ride. Relax and ride with a click or a call at reacharide.org or call 1-855-REACH-A-RIDE or 1-855-732-2427 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Estamos en español, también en richaride.org.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 395, thank goodness help has come to the scene for the stalled car that just broke down. No lights on, nothing. Here's what's going on, 395 between Edsel Road and Duke Street. The VDOT truck, looks like they're blocking, they're trying to push it to the right shoulder. So they're blocking two right lanes right now. So two lanes get by to the left. Again, as you come up toward the exit for Duke Street. So that's what's going on there. In Aquia, the crash, and this does not look good. Slowly inching by, northbound 95, north of 610. It's just one, looks like one right lane getting by the scene of this crash. Again, in Aquia, very heavy traffic. For 210 commuters, stalled car in Oxon Hill, stalling a lot of our commute here north prior to getting to the Beltway near Wilson Bridge Drive, blocks one lane. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold weather not going anywhere, at least for today. We'll get a little bit better tomorrow, but still below average by a couple degrees. 30 this afternoon, that's it. Cloudy, cold start. Some peaks of sunshine at times today. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then cloudy again later, 22 outside the Beltway, teens. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 17 degrees at Reagan National and a bit colder in other places. Because Reagan National, for some reason, always about 5 degrees warmer than every other place.
Yeah.
I don't know why we take our official temperature from Reagan National.
It's a high of burr and a low of good.
Exactly right. Say, look, there's this thing going on. You know, President Obama is now leaving office. And the question comes, well, what about all of those documents that you possess and that you develop as a president? What should happen to them? They usually go to a presidential library. But interestingly enough, President Obama has decided that the vast majority of his documents from his presidency will be kept off records, off limits to historians and investigators and reporters and journalists for up to 12 years.
For at least 12 years. Yeah. And in Obama's case, there may be some self-interest in mind. He's got to write a book. He's already promised that he wants to produce an autobiography. He needs to take time off from the presidency to think about himself and then write a book about himself. And then he's going to deliver that book to the public to the tune of at least probably $15 million, which was, by the way, the last time when Bill Clinton wrote his book, he got $15 million for it. And we're looking, I mean, we could see some record numbers here for a book deal.
Yeah.
So he wants good information. He's going to save it. He's keeping it all under lock
and key. All under lock and key. But here is, but don't I recall that when this man took the oath of office to become the President of the United States, he promised that his would be the most transparent administration known to mankind?
Yes.
I'll make our government open and transparent.
There you go.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, I didn't know the sound was coming. I will say that if he's going to make that promise, he's got to live up to it. And I think in his case, he's far too often fallen on that promise. Yeah. And he's doing it yet again.
Yeah, so here it is. You got a guy who says he's going to be the most transparent president known to mankind, and that his administration is going to be absolutely open to press scrutiny, and he's taking all of his documents and locking them up for 12 years.
And he's taking all the fun out of it. After you, when you conclude a presidency, we're supposed to relitigate everything that happened during it. Let's find out.
Yeah.
Open up the books, man. We want to know.
Well, and he has apparently appointed a close aide to act as his representative in this process, Anita Decker Breckenridge, who's been with him since the days in Chicago, apparently is the person who will be responsible for making the decision about what should be released and what should not be released. You know, even if should... these presidents name somebody who is young in case, you know, over the course of 12 years, they pass away.
Of course, he names a Chicago lieutenant to handle
the
secret information.
So there you have it. 12 years where we find out the truth about what happened the night of Benghazi. It is now time for us to talk about coming up in the next hour, Jonah Genova, legal analyst, and we're going to recap all of the stuff that's going on in the entertainment world, which you're just not going to believe. 7 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington,
105.9 FM.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.